Rodgers looking deep again. Washington's open. Washington has it. One man to beat. Washington shoves one down. Touchdown. Oh, what a play. 79 yards.
All right. Welcome to the Birds and the Berg football podcast. I'm your host, Fred Halbig. Joining me today, as always, Jay, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, I'm here. How's it going?
Yeah, you made it. Hey. Made it home.
Ugh, it's been a long day.
Long day in the car.
Yeah, nice 7-hour drive back from Pittsburgh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks almost as much as the Eagles' offense sucks.
I was waiting for the first jab thrown out
the
there.
The tie-in?
Yeah. Man.
What a shit show of a game for Philadelphia. They fall to Seattle 17-9. Pittsburgh got a win against the 0-10 Cincinnati Bengals today. I didn't even see the final of that game. Honestly, I didn't see any of that game. What was the final for that one, Jay?
16-10.
16-10. Yeah. They pulled off the victory. And if you heard in our little intro there, little unsung hero returned.
Yeah.
To the starting lineup.
Duck Dynasty coming back.
Yeah, we'll get into that and more with our reviews of these games. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just freak out. No. I am numb to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't have anything to say about that game today. Or about how terrible their offense is. I'm not going to bore you with stats. They're bad. They are a bad football team.
Tell
me what you have to say, Jay, because I don't have anything.
No, I get it. I was driving. So I watched the Steelers game on my phone while we were driving home. I didn't get
That's
to see
safe.
Any of it. Well, she was my wife was driving most of the time, so relax. I didn't get to see any of it, but I did get a couple updates from you, which were pretty profanity laced, and I saw some stuff on Twitter too. But it like just a quick, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Like
the same shit that's been happening and I've been bitching about for fucking 14 weeks.
Just no offense.
None.
Yeah, you said the defense played well.
I was going to say, I'm going to give a shout-out to the defense. They held Russell Wilson to 200 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. They gave up one long touchdown run, which kind of, I guess you could say, screwed them over in the end. But it wouldn't have mattered. The Eagles scored a garbage touchdown at the end of the game. They would have lost this game 10-3.
Oof.
Okay. It's bad all around. But, yeah, shout out to the Eagles defense. They've been balling. They made Russell Wilson look like an ordinary QB today. They did a great job keeping him in the pocket and, just holding him in check and not letting him run around and do crazy stuff. They did their part.
Yeah.
The offense, on the other hand, I don't have anything to say. I don't. Nelson Aguilar was out. Alshon Jeffrey was out. Jordan Howard was out. They featured Greg Ward Jr. in the offense, a guy who got called up from the practice squad yesterday, had the most catches and yards. Well, no, I guess Ertz did, but out of the receivers, I'll say.
Okay.
They never established the run. The offensive line was getting eaten alive by Seattle, who was missing Clowney today.
Yeah.
Wentz was terrible. It's the worst game he's played. The kid gloves are officially off on Wentz.
Okay.
I mean, not even for me. I'm just talking about Philadelphia, the fans in general.
Yeah.
People want him benched. People are saying he's terrible. People are saying I don't know what you expect the man to do. Yeah, he made some terrible plays. He had two fumbles and two interceptions. But, what the hell is he supposed to do throwing to Greg Ward Jr.?
Excuse me. Yeah. It's. I had hype because I saw a video before this game of him talking to his receivers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, Wentz is about to go off. And then I got a message from you.
It don't matter with this offense.
Yeah.
Jay, it doesn't matter.
Okay. But
it's, I mean, they tried on third and one or three, they tried to run this delayed counter draw play that they ended up fumbling on and losing the ball, where they were going to hand the ball off to Miles Sanders about 7 yards deep going in the opposite direction on a third and one.
Wow.
At this point, I don't even think it would matter if Wentz was playing well.
Yeah.
I don't, because I can't even count on one hand how many times he threw a pass that was like 2 yards from the line of scrimmage. They can't get the ball downfield.
Yeah, nobody will catch it either. I mean,
there's the receivers can't get open. It was pointed out several times on the broadcast that nobody's getting open downfield.
Okay.
And then when they are, Wentz is shitting the bed on the throws. He was inaccurate all game. Yeah, and the four turnovers he had. They had five in total. You can't win football games like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're just terrible on offense. And what's a shame is they very well could make the playoffs. They might win this division still.
Still, yeah, especially with Dallas just losing to New England. So it's still open for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, if they win the division, nothing's going to change then. And this team needs wholesale changes. They need a new offensive coordinator. They need a new quarterbacks coach. They need a new wide receivers coach. They need new receivers.
Yeah.
And if they make the playoffs, and God forbid they somehow squeaked out a game and won, because it would be in Philadelphia. I mean, they're going to think nothing needs changed.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's a bad football team. Well, it's a bad offense. I don't think the defense is bad. I think they're playing really well.
That's a big change from the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
For this team.
I mean, I don't want to make excuses, but you were missing, let me see here, one, two, you're missing your three starting receivers that opened up week one. You were missing your starting guard and right tackle. You were missing your starting running back. I mean, you were missing literally six out of your 11 starters on offense.
Oh, yeah.
From week one.
Yeah. And it's reversed, too, because the defense was missing so much at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah, and now they're playing well.
Yeah.
Defenses look good. They gave up one touchdown on a trick play and one touchdown on a long touchdown run. They got caught in a blitz or something, and it opened up, and it was just, you know, there was some bad tackling. But, yeah. So, nothing else to say about this game. I didn't expect them to win.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't expect them to beat Miami next week.
Oof.
Until they prove to me that they can score more than 10 points in a football game. The Miami Dolphins had more than the Eagles this weekend, last week, today. The Redskins scored more points than the Eagles did today or last week. So, to me, this is the worst offense in the NFL.
Wow.
And I will not – I have no faith in them to win any games going forward. But more than likely, they will win these games. They have Miami next week. They have the Giants after that. Then I believe they play the Redskins, then the Cowboys. I mean, and then like you said, the Cowboys losing to
excuse me.
Yeah, the Eagles have the easiest schedule the rest of the season. The only team they play with the winning records is the Cowboys, and they're 6-5 and they haven't been playing well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, that more than likely they will go on a run. Until I see it, I don't trust them to do it. But even after losing today, they're still in a good position to finish 10-6, possibly 9-7. But, you know, if they win out, they win the division, and they'll host a playoff game. So There you go. I'm done. I'm done talking about them. They bore me. They suck. I have nothing else to say. Doug and Carson say the same shit over and over again in their post-game press conferences. They take responsibility. They say it starts with them. And
nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Yep. Same shit every week. So.
Week in, week out. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm done. I could care less about the Eagles. I want to get this over with so I can go spend time with my family. Jay, what do you have to say about the Steelers' big win over the 0-10 Cincinnati Bengals today?
Big win. Yeah. Man, it was sloppy in the first half. So they did pull it out. They improved to 6-5. Bengals dropped to 0-11. They played them tough, but Steelers pulled it out 16-10. I guess the biggest story through this game is Mason Rudolph looked terrible in that first half. He's
not a good quarterback.
It's starting to really seem like that, man. He was making some decent throws early in the season. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, trying to just work with him, but now he's just another interception in this game, a lot of missed opportunities. He had one that should have been picked, but this rookie wide receiver went up and took it away from the DB. So he got bailed out on that. And then halftime came, and Delvin Hodges was the starter. First series of that, went 2 for 2, 90 yards and a touchdown, which is incredible because Mason couldn't do anything. And he went out there with the same players and scored.
I get that. I think a lot of that was on James Washington, though.
Oh, yeah.
But making a play more than it was Hodges doing anything special.
I get that, but I also tell you this right now. Mason doesn't make that throw.
Yeah.
I think he misses that route. Either misses it or throws it behind him, because that's just what he's been doing. I don't trust that he would have saw that route develop. He probably would have checked it down before he even got to there. And it's just Mason just hasn't been good. Couple of the other things, Benny Snell looked really good. He ran tough fourth quarter. He really took over. Had a couple big runs in the fourth to help secure the win. Defense played really well. T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree, I think, best linebacker tandem in the league right now. They're just terrorizing. Bud had a strip sack and recovery to seal the game late. T.J. Watt's 11.5 sacks on the season again. And then one other thing, Joe Hayden had a really bad game up until the fourth quarter. He got beat for a touchdown by Tyler Boyd. Couple pass interference calls, got beat deep on some other routes. Fourth quarter, he dropped 2 interceptions. So they count as pass breakups, decent coverage, but still he didn't look good in this. It was a big win for the Steelers. It's still the 0-11 now Bengals, but they played tough. And
I mean, it's a big win, but it proves nothing for the Steelers. They barely beat a team that is garbage.
Yeah.
It puts them in good position.
Oh, 6 seed for, now.
You know, for the playoffs, like we've talked about all week. But,
yeah,
I mean, what's it really mean in the long run?
No.
They're not.
Your depressed view of this is really bumming me out.
Sorry. I mean, it's the same thing with the Eagles. If the Eagles go 10-6 and make the playoffs, they're going to get smoked in the first round.
I get it.
I mean, do you think Duck Hodges or Mason Rudolph, whoever ends up starting going forward or in the playoffs, would have any chance of doing anything?
I think moving – well, I guess that's one thing I wanted to talk about. Who do you go forward with at this point?
I think you got to go with Duck.
I am agreeing with you there. I do think you have to go with him, but there's a lot of different things that go along with this. Like Mason is that guy that, besides that Cleveland game, he's not going to turn the ball over a lot because he doesn't take the chances that Duck is going to. Duck is the type of guy that's going to sling it down the field. He's going to roll out. He's going to try to make the big play. Mason's not that type of guy.
I mean, I guess, but what has that done for you?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But then that's the other thing people have to accept with this is Duck's probably going to turn the ball over more than Mason has. I mean, outside of that Cleveland game, Mason had 4 interceptions on the year. He has 8 now because of that Cleveland game.
Yeah.
But
well, he had one today, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, off a tip pass. Yeah, it was still an awful decision on his part. But I mean, Mason's built like Ben, so he can get out of a couple tackles in the pocket. Duck can move. Duck can get out of the pocket, and he can run, too. He's got a little bit of speed to him. Mason has a strong arm, but I think Duck has better accuracy on him because Mason hasn't shown the ability to fit it into a tight window, and Duck has. Yeah. Even in those games he played for Mason. So
I mean, it sounds like to me, either way, you're screwed.
I understand what you're saying there, but I think with the way this offense is playing, you have to get the guy in there that is going to give you a spark and is going to take the chances of making the big play. Because with Mason, like you always say, he's a game manager. That's it.
Yeah.
If the defense can put him in good position, he can maybe get you down to get a field goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think you roll with Duck, but it's like we talked about last week. The man was, you know,
seventh round pick cut
was on a practice squad. Nobody was willing to bring him in on an active roster. I mean, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Like you said, I guess I'd give him a shot because I think Mason Rudolph is not very good.
Yeah,
he took a helmet to the head for the city of Pittsburgh, and now everybody's ready to throw him away.
Yeah, they were ready to throw him away before that, but I mean, did you see that stuff in Cleveland they were doing before the game?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
With the pinata.
I thought it was amazing. I have way more respect for Cleveland Browns fans now.
It is hilarious. It is.
It's great.
But I mean, Mike Tomlin came out today after the game and said he knows who the starter is, but he's not telling the media.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Just say something stupid. But I think it's Duck. I think it has to be Duck.
I think it'll end up being Duck.
I mean, look, he had that touchdown in the first series. He looked okay the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But it's a big difference coming in at halftime against an 0-11 Bengals team. And next week, you have the Browns planning for you, and they're surging right now.
Yeah.
They got two.
Three games in a row.
What, three in a row? Yeah. They beat the hell out of the Dolphins.
They're now 5-6.
So, and they're playing for their playoff life. They could beat the Steelers, then they have a chance to jump them for that wild card.
They legit have a chance to make the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah.
They have an easy schedule the rest of the way, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean – Steelers have the sixth seed right now as it stands because Oakland lost. And then the other wild card is the Bills, who have three losses. And the Steelers still play the Bills.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
So, but they got to win out.
I don't know. I mean, I think the Steelers can make the playoffs, but I don't know. But then I saw how they played against the Browns last week, and then they weren't too great tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows, man? I don't even care anymore at this point. I don't. I'm ready. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to have the top five wide receivers I'll be looking for in the draft.
Okay. Yeah, we can.
No, I'm not having that, but that's I'm just saying that's where I'm at mentally.
Yeah.
I can literally give a shit less unless the Eagles somehow make it into the playoffs and Deshaun Jackson comes back.
Yeah, unless somebody step. Yeah, I get that. And it's just, I get what you're saying. I have nothing to look forward to the draft. There's no first-round pick for us this year.
Yeah. I mean, you still got second-round pick.
Yeah.
You'll have two-thirds.
Yep. I just want to see him do something. Let's see what we have with Duck now. You already know what Mason is, unfortunately. So, let's just see.
We'll find out. Anything else to say about the game? I have nothing else to say about the Eagles. This one's going to be short and sweet. That game was a terrible, shitty loss, but with Dallas losing, they still basically hold, you know, their destiny in their own hands. If they win out, they make the playoffs, period. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Yeah. Other than that,
yeah, I think we're good.
Birds. Well, I guess beat Miami. We'll see. Last time they played Fitzpatrick, he smoked them. So, and we lost to Tampa Bay. That was last year.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just don't see how you guys lose to Miami. Not with the way your defense is playing a lot better.
True. But
I get
it. I won't pick them.
No.
If you guys are looking for a little preview of the preview pod on Thursday, I won't be picking the Eagles to win. So there you go.
Okay. But,
all right, man. Yeah. Let's call it a night.
Yeah.
We'll get more in depth on stuff on Thursday. Is it a 1 o'clock game next week for you guys?
Yeah, it was a 4 and they bumped it to 1.
Bumped it to 1 in Pittsburgh. The Eagles travel to Miami for a 1 o'clock game. So we'll get back to you guys on Thursday. Jay, wrap it up.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter at @birds_bird, Facebook page, Birds and the Bird Podcast. Please like, review, and subscribe on all podcasting sites. A big shout out. We got a couple of international fans over the past couple episodes. So
yeah.
Huge thank you to everybody out there.
Keep listening. Like us on
everywhere.
Apple Podcast.
Yeah, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, everything. Yeah, just check us out. So, just thank you.
Yeah, all right. That's it. Short and sweet tonight. We'll be back Thursday with our preview pod. And the Eagles offense sucks really bad. We'll catch you next on Thursday.